Holborn placed his notes in the centre of the table, like everything he did. They were perfectly numbered and laid out thus. 1. My first is third, like the sound of the sea. C. 2. My second's the centre of you, not me. O. 3. My third is the end of him, but not you. M. 4. My fourth starts the picture, not of you. P. 5. My fifth is in being, though not in being. A. 6. My sixth and seventh start seldom seen. SS. Flaubert could hardly contain herself.
It's a compass! The next two lines make it even clearer. Listen. Sunrise and sunset, warmth and cold, put them together, a sign will unfold. The sun sets in the west and rises in the east. South is the warm country, north is the cold lands. I've put it together. The compass points north, south, east and west.
The red wallers cheered as Drog Salahog bowed and shifted the big chair back from the head of the table for his granddaughter.
Sitty down, my lovely. I'd say he was the winner. Paws down.
Formal Brule confirmed Drog's proclamation.
She were always girly clever, even when she were an infant.
Hurab dragged his hurdy-gurdy forward and announced,
In honour of our fair winner, I will now render the ballad of the brainy duck. Thank you.
Sister Alkanet pushed a plate away.
That's completely ruined my appetite.
The hearse shot her a haughty glance.
I heard that remark, ma'am.
Notwithstanding, he tugged levers and wound wheels until the instrument groaned into action. Much to every beast's hilarity, it kept making noises like a duck. Burab launched into his song.
Some said his head was full of stones, some said 'twas full of muck. But I tell you that wasn't true, old Dingle was a brainy duck. He knew history and geography, read books from front to back. But the poor little fellow with his web so yellow, all he could say was quack. Oh, geese go honk and sparrows tweet, I suppose jackdaws shout jack. But the cleverest bird you've ever heard was the duck who just went quack. One day there came a cunning fox who said, I'm Dr. Black. And all the ducks believed he was till Dingle called him quack. Oh, quack, 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 brave Dingle quacked and raved. So the ducks jumped quackly in the pond, and from that fox was saved. If ever you meet dear Dingle, good manners he won't lack. Just shake his wing, you'll hear him sing. Quack, 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 quack.
Midst rousing cheers, Burab took his bow and, as usual, tripped over the hurdy-gurdy, rolling under the table with it. Fillon peered down. It was difficult to tell what was hare and what was hurdy-gurdy. The two were so enmeshed.
Oh, you poor creature. Are you all right, Mr. Burab, sir?